I don't have any problem admitting to you that I am a worrier. I am a worrier because I am a human being. We are all worriers, are we not? So I speak as an expert this morning, and you will be listening as experts on this subject, because we all suffer and worry about life, because life is tough and rough, and we know what that means, and we come to know more and more about what that can mean. And so we think about it, and we worry about it, and we get anxious about it. And we cannot avoid that. But I know, and I suspect you know, there are ways of managing it. Anxiety is very common. I found that it's so common that if you Google the word anxiety, try it for yourself, top of the list on page one of all the things that come up as being found in the search, top of the list is current NHS advice titled Feeling Anxious? ? And if you click on that, you get through to all kinds of helpful advice, which begins like this. Anxiety is something everyone experiences at times, and feeling anxious is a perfectly natural reaction to some situations. But sometimes feelings of anxiety can be constant, overwhelming, or out of proportion to the situation, and this can affect your daily life. The good news from the NHS, good news, is there are plenty of things you can try to help cope with anxiety. And the good news, according to the NHS, comes with some top tips to cope with anxiety. So, I feel duty bound to pass these on to you this morning, lest you need them urgently. So, top tip number one, if you're feeling overwhelmed with anxiety, understand your anxiety. By which they mean try to identify exactly what's affecting you and then what you need to take action on. Number two in the top tips is make a particular time to do your worrying rather than let it kind of spread over everything. So they suggest having a worry time when you can sort of sit down and go through your concerns. I call it writing a to-do list. I don't know if you do that. It's all got a million things in your head. I find it very helpful just to sit down and work out, you know, what I really need to be concerned about. Number three, face the things that you want to avoid. And this is a standard method now. This is a treatment for dealing with anxiety. Why? Because, of course, anxiety leads us to kind of get away from the thing that is causing us anxiety. And there are various things we do to avoid building up our anxiety. But no, in a way, that's not what we need to do. We need to face up to whatever it is and expose ourselves in progressive and voluntary ways. And voluntary is key. When things happen to us that we have no control over, yes, that can make things even worse. But if we're voluntarily facing up to things, through that process we learn agency and to be able to control things. A little bit at a time, as we face these things, we can build up our confidence to overcome our anxiety. Number four, challenge the anxious thought. So here it says, tackling unhelpful thoughts is one of the best things we do to feel less anxious. And reframing unhelpful thinking can be very useful. Number five, shift your focus. So by this they mean things like find some ways to relax or to indulge in what's sometimes called mindfulness. And breathing exercises, physical things, can be very helpful in reducing tension and our focus can be taken away from whatever it is that's causing anxiety. And then lastly, it says, get to grips with the problem. When you're feeling stressed or anxious, get to grips with it. It can help us to use problem-solving techniques to identify some solutions. I mean, a to-do list is, at one end of the spectrum of a, it's the beginning of a solution to the problem. Don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but many of us are sort of trying to think a bit anxiously about what we're going to do with the church finances, all right? But what are we doing about that? Well, we're doing lots of things. We're sitting down and we're sort of trying to reframe and package the problem in a way that makes it look manageable. So that's one way of dealing with anxiety. So the good news from the NHS is that there are things we can do to manage our anxiety. And of course, the good news from Jesus is also that there are things we can do to manage our anxiety. I found that the word translated as worry or anxiety is found 6 times in Matthew's Gospel. Now, 5 of them are in the passage that we've had read this morning. Just go through them quickly. So, therefore I tell you, says Jesus, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? A couple of verses later, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Next verse. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow, they don't labor or spin. A couple of verses later, so do not worry saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? And then a few verses later, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And then there's another one later in Matthew's Gospel. So if you think, being anxious about what we're going to eat, drink and wear is a big issue, wait till you get to chapter 10 in Matthew's Gospel, where we get this. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you'll be given what to say. Yeah, exactly. That's already reframing some of our anxieties. We think we've got problems. Look at that. Anxiety is normal. And although it says literally that Jesus said, do not worry, he's not saying don't worry, as starkly as that. I think he's saying, reframe how you're thinking about things. So look at the birds, look at the flowers. Worrying, anxiety, is unavoidable because we're made to worry and to be anxious. We are designed to be like that. It's a perfectly natural reaction to things. And 2 of the most common causes of anxiety, which are well documented and which all psychotherapists know perfectly well when they're dealing with people, 2 of the most common causes are our fear of mortality and our fear of social judgment. And having said that, I know I've already triggered in your minds, and you're thinking about your own anxieties about those things. Our fear of mortality and our fear of social judgment. It is so common. Those are the main reasons why we get anxious. We worry about our vulnerability to death because we are fragile and temporary. We worry about how we will be accepted and fit in because we are social beings and we need other people in some way. So it's much on our minds, how we fit in. And it's perfectly normal to think about survival and death and the social judgments of others. But here's the thing, and I think we all know this as well. When those anxious thoughts become so intense or so overwhelming that they prevent us from taking on the challenges of life, then we can get stuck. Then we can get ill. Now Jesus offers a few ideas for reframing how we might think about whether we can find enough to eat or drink. Well, he says, look at the birds. They don't have to worry about it. Learn something from that. If we worry about what we're going to wear, well, look at the flowers. Look how beautiful they are. They don't care. They just are. And God loves them. Learn something from that. Now, obviously, well, I hope it's obvious, birds and flowers aren't enough to answer all of our questions. They can reframe some of our concerns about what we might be worried about, but they're not going to be enough for every situation. They're not going to be the best example that will get us through or offer us an approach that can help us not be imprisoned by our anxieties. So we will need other examples, and we can find those ourselves, I expect. As people with faith in God, by which we have faith in God's loving purposes, we can live with the strength of will and the courage of conviction, and with the assurance that we are called and commanded by God not to be afraid, not to be dismayed. We're marching in the light of God towards victory over death and into the company of the holy fellowship of all the saints, which community we've already begun to embody by sharing Christ's love and service to one another and setting up such things as church congregations. And worrying and anxiety, we know, adds nothing to the life and soul of any of this. That is the teaching of Jesus, encouraging us to look around and find ways of reframing how we are thinking so that we can not be overwhelmed by anxiety but move forward with courage. Or as the singer St. Bobby McFerrin says, now there is this song I wrote, I hope you learned note by note, like good little children, don't worry, be happy. You know that one? Now listen to what I said. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Now here's one other thing I want to say. Sometimes we're a bit glib. You might say to somebody who's deeply concerned about something, which is a real issue, it's so easy to say, oh, don't worry about it. We need to offer a bit more than that, well, a lot more than that, because being glib offers nothing. But don't worry isn't necessarily limp, naive advice, because there's no courage and strength in being naive. But if we can say, don't worry, with the sense of be strong, be courageous, reframe it, overcome it, do something about it, face up to it. That's the best kind of not worrying. Don't worry is moving forward with our anxieties into the land of the unfamiliar and the place of the stranger with confidence in God and in our own ability to deal with the unavoidable challenges of life. Don't worry. Understand our anxiety. Make time for worries, face the things we want to avoid, challenge our anxious thoughts, shift our focus, and get to grips with the problem. Those are the best characteristics of worrying. That's how to worry well. Let's try it. Here's a prayer I found for we, those who struggle with some of these thoughts. Most merciful Father, we bring to you in our prayers those suffering from mental strain, anxiety and sickness, especially those whom we know and love. Give us now and always the assurance of your unchanging love and make your presence real to us, that we may trust and not be afraid. So may we find peace, O God, and healing and courage of the mind through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.